This is GQDN for December the 12th, 2022. In today's news, brought to you by Audible, patreon.com/groupquest, and by stackup.org, we have today some Amazon Prime, something that was lost that is now found, and pixels. But today, we start with Destructoid.com in a two-part story. And Phil Spencer went to, or basically said in a statement that Sony PlayStation wants to grow by making Xbox smaller. So here's what Phil Spencer said, quote, "Sony is trying to protect its dominance on the console. The way they grow is by making Xbox smaller. Sony has very different view of the industry than we do. They don't ship their games day and date on PC. They do not put their games into the subscription service when they launch their games. Sony is leading the dialogue around why the deal shouldn't go through. The largest console maker in the world raising an objection about the one franchise, Call of Duty, that we've said will continue to ship on the platform. It's a deal that benefits customers through choice and access." Well, part of that deal goes through GameSpot.com, and they're saying that Microsoft is willing to allow Call of Duty on PlayStation Plus. Now, Xbox may have offered Sony PlayStation a 10-year deal, but they do have a 10-year deal for Call of Duty on Nintendo. So if that happened, then what they're saying is that 10-year deal would allow Call of Duty to be put on PlayStation Plus, which would be a pretty high end for PlayStation. So we'll see what happens. Now we go to some D&D. This is more corporate talk, and this is from Kotaku.com. And they're saying that D&D is under-monetized. Well, the Hasbro CEO Chris Cox and Wizards of the Coast CEO Cynthia Williams are essentially looking to grow the future. Well, they want to grow the future of Dungeons & Dragons. Quote, "The type of recurrent spending you see in digital games," unquote. Because essentially, they want to try to better monetize D&D, which it'll be very interesting to see, because now there is a movie that's out or coming out for D&D. And really, with everything that goes on with PAX Unplugged, well, it'll be interesting to see how they do that. And besides, they might be planning on making a video game for D&D. We'll see what happens here. Let's get to some better news. And Final Fantasy VII Ever Crisis Beta could be launching next summer. This comes to us from Eurogamer.net, and the mobile remake of Final Fantasy VII that was announced back in February of last year, that's 2021, which now looks like the game will come out in the summer of 2023, but it does look like that it could be out for the beta there this summer. In fact, at Stealth40K on Twitter did say, "It looks like Final Fantasy Pixel Remasters are coming to Switch and PS4 per the ESRB. ESRB added Switch and PS4 to the Final Fantasy 1 through 4 listings." Well, that would be very, very interesting. Very interesting indeed. In fact, the series is still available on PC, iOS, and Android platforms. So you can see that all there on the different sites. That's a co-article with Destructoid.com. Just to clean that up. Now, PlayStation recommends that you have at least 32 gigabytes of RAM to play the game Returnal on PC. Now, this is brought to us by IGN, and we know that IGN does have some hookups within different gaming industries. And with that said, it does give a bit of insight on how the game should run. So some of the recommended specifications are the Intel Core i5-6400 or AMD Ryzen 5 1500X and NVIDIA GeForce GTZ 1060 or AMD Radeon RX 580. The game itself will take up to 60 gigabytes of storage space. And then there are some other recommended specifications such as Intel i7-8700 or AMD Ryzen 7-2700X, that's the processors, and NVIDIA RTX 2070 Super or AMD RX 6700 XT. So have fun playing Returnal on PC. Now we go to its availability. PlayStation 5's availability, that is, and this is also brought to us by IGN. And while the United States consumer spending reached about $6.3 billion in November 2022, it was only a 3% increase from the same time last year. So what were the games that were driving PlayStation 5? Well, no surprise, Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 2, God of War, Ragnarok, Pokemon Scarlet and Violet, Sonic Frontiers, and then Madden NFL 23. Those are the top five. Within them was Gotham Knights, Elden Ring, Persona 5, NFL 23, Minecraft, and Horizon Forbidden West. There are other games that help drive it, but those are the tops. We're going to end with two stories. The first one comes to us from Eurogamer.net, and somebody found Michael Jackson. Well, it was a Michael Jackson video game built for Sega World Amusement Parks, and it was salvaged from a UK car boot sale. Now, as reported by Games Radar, it was being sold by someone who had owned it, or it was owned by a departed relative, so they might not have known the value of the item. But with Michael Jackson's music in Sonic 3, has been a myth. Earlier this year, Yuji Naka might have confirmed Jackson's involvement with Sonic 3, but then he later said that he was mistranslated. Maybe he's hiding something. But still, somebody got themselves some good stuff. And somebody did post Commander Jackson up on YouTube. So somebody got some good stuff. But I bet some other people are going to get some good stuff, because coming to us from Kotaku, Amazon is giving out Dishonored 2 for free. Oh boy. So it's not just giving that out. So here's the games coming from December 27th to January 3rd. Oh boy, and there's quite a few. Dishonored 2, Metal Slug and Metal Slug X, Metal Slug 3, Real About Fatal Fury, King of Fighters 2003, The Last Blade, Last Blade 2, Twinkle Stars Sprite, SNK 40th Anniversary Collection, Quake, Rose Rule 2, Werewolf Shadow, The Amazing American Circus, Banners of Ruin, Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons, Spinach, Desert Child, Doors Paradox. Amazon Games getting into the vault. And what do they find overseas, and what do they find in their own vaults? Well, we don't have vaults. We are just GroupQuest. We are just DawnForge. You can find us at GroupQuest on Twitter and at DawnForge on Twitter. I'm at Joe Brums. This has been a DawnForge production, 2022. All rights are reserved. We'll see you again tomorrow for more gaming news.